This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison here. Doug Steffen is taking this particular hour of the program off, so in his stead, I'll be here. It's something that I'm used to doing in terms of being the co-host of this particular hour. I am the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers is a trade magazine in the talk radio and talk media industries, and we follow the activity on news talk stations, just like the one that you're listening to this program on right now, and kind of track what people are talking about. Joining me today in the seat that I normally occupy with Doug is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, and he's not a newcomer to this program either, and that is Kevin Casey. Kevin, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Thank you, Michael.
It's been a heck of a week, hasn't it? I mean, it's just one negative story after another. It's the, it's like a perfect storm of downers and bummers, more than usual, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's been particularly brutal previous week with Buffalo and now with Texas, and just a cat's paw over you know, the whole nation, really.
Yeah, why don't you run down the 10 most talked about stories and topics and then the 10 most talked about people. Okay, take it away.
Very good. Top 10 stories at number 10 this week, immigration and race relations tied at number 10. At number 9 this week, Roe v. Wade. At number 8 is U.S.-China relations. At number 7 on the chart is Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6 this week, COVID-19 tied with monkeypox. At number 5, we have the economy and tied with the baby formula issue. At number 4, the January 6th committee. At number 3 this week, partisan politics and the primaries. At number 2, crime and violence and gun control. And, of course, at number 1, the Texas school shooting. The top 10 people discussed this week, starting at number 10, Xi Jinping. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. At number 8, Elon Musk. At number 7, Barack Obama. At number 6 this week, Mike Pence. At number 5, a tie between Brian Kemp, David Perdue, and Stacey Abrams. At number 4, another tie, Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick. At number 3, Donald Trump. And at number 2, a tie with Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott, and Beto O'Rourke. And at number 1 this week, Joe Biden.
Fascinating. You know, it's interesting, Elon Musk at number 8 on the People Survey. This is one of the first times in a long time in well over a month, maybe 5 weeks, that Elon Musk and Twitter were not in the top stories. It was kind of squeezed away by the shooting stories and the tragedies, not to mention all the other negative stories. Do you think that that story's fading? Do you think that Musk is just kind of a strange character, and he sometimes just grabs the limelight and doesn't really have an end game?
You wonder. You would think that a person of his intelligence does have an end game in mind when they begin, but it does seem like he leaps without really knowing where he's going to land. Frankly, I don't have any, you know, inside information on this. I'm going to be very surprised if his acquisition of Twitter goes through. It really looks like it's stumbling, and I think that now I think he doesn't want it anymore. That's kind of what I think.
Can you imagine, you know, being that? And I'm not gonna, you know, dwell on Elon Musk, although I find him fascinating, and in some ways he irks me. I find him annoying. You know, I shouldn't take him lightly. I mean, he's like the wealthiest man in the country, maybe the wealthiest man in the world. But I find his there's a frivolousness about him that makes me realize that all of that wealth and all of that power that today's multi-billionaires are able to wield simply because they started a business or two and were clever and made a lot of money. And, you know, I'm a capitalist like anybody else here. But it just, it's troubling that they're able to take over such a powerful thing as, a medium of communication such as Twitter, simply by virtue of the fact that they have a lot of money. I don't know whether we're better off with corporate powers run by boards of directors or powers run by crazy individuals. But it's like we're between a rock and a hard place, if you ask me.
Yeah. It does. I think that with the modern world and its fascination with cult of personality, it makes businessmen who sort of seem to fly by the seat of their pants and it seems to be about them personally, they make me nervous. I mean, I kind of long for the old days of executives who stayed in the background or stayed in the boardroom and you didn't hear about them or their personalities. It was about the business. But that seems to be changing, where it seems to be about the personality of the executive is almost as important as their business acumen.
Yeah, and what happens is that people tend to believe in people because they're rich or because they're famous, and sort of project upon them wisdom and intelligence and inside knowledge that the average person doesn't have. And then when you look at it really under the spotlight, under the microscope, or, you know, the spotlight of scrutiny, as I like to say, you find out that these people don't have a clue either. You know, who's driving this bus? So it's all quite disconcerting. During the course of this hour, let's run through some of the topics and the people that that we're talking about. But I want to mention, and you and I, you know, who head up the research at Talkers, are very aware that this has been an imbalanced week, that a lot of the subject matter that we have on the charts and some of the names and the topics, even though they're on the top 10, there was a lot less conversation about them in proportion to the total conversation than usual. This 1-2 gut punch, if you will, that hit the nation within a couple of weeks between the racially motivated Buffalo murders, and that's what they are, a catastrophic atrocity in Buffalo, followed by just the unthinkable murder of 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Texas, really has taken over the national psyche. It is not only talked about on news talk shows, it's being talked about everywhere. I mean, absolutely everywhere. Music radio shows, late night, you know, comedy talk shows, across the backyard fence, the coffee shops. And I don't know. There's a numbing effect to this, these ongoing tragedies. And we tend to go through the same song and dance. And even what I'm saying now, that we go through the same song and dance and that we're numb to it, is part of that song and dance. Some people are saying, though, that this will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm hearing that. What are your thoughts? Do you think that this is going to be different this time? Or is this just going to be another string of tragedies that we, you know, lament and shrug our shoulders about and really don't do anything about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have so little faith, I think, sometimes in our collective humanity that I think that this might just be another thing where not much happens. You know, in order for any action to be taken in the U.S. Senate on a nationwide level, regarding, you know, gun control, I guess is a broad term, but figuring out how to make sure that people like this 18-year-old man in Texas don't get guns when they're in that state of mind. For that to happen, they're going to need movement in the Senate. And Joe Manchin has already said that while he's willing to discuss this sort of thing, he's not willing to do it at the expense of getting rid of the filibuster, and that seems to be a wedge here. And I know it seems bizarre that an archaic, legislative issue like the filibuster is getting in the way of potentially saving lives in the future, but that is the reality. And I think that as long as that's the reality, as long as we have Republicans who are very concerned about their pro-gun constituency, as long as that nervousness remains, I don't know much is going to happen.
Yeah. People who are not politically motivated, but rather view it as a big picture, are saying that both sides, both political sides of the aisle, the Democrats and the Republicans, are playing to their core bases and not playing to reality. That the obsession with gun rights by the Republicans and the obsession with gun control by the Democrats, that neither answers the problem. That they're talking past each other is the term that's used, as opposed to talking with each other. And that talk is politically motivated, that they're doing it just to please their constituents, and that the answers lie outside of whether or not guns are legal or illegal, or a number of laws pertaining to them can do anything to stop the problem. You know, I guess the saying is, guns don't kill people, people kill people, and if there weren't guns, they'd figure out another way to deal with it, because the disease of violence is really what the problem is. Mental illness, how our culture operates, as I mentioned before, violence in the culture, all of these things tend to play a role as opposed to just easy access to guns. We got 10 seconds before the break. What's your response to that?
I think you're absolutely right. It's very challenging. There's a lot to say about it.
All right, we got a lot more coming your way. It's Michael Harrison filling in for Doug, and Kevin Casey is filling in for me. And you're plugged into the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I know it's technically still spring, but summertime has arrived over at Kohl's. I shopped their Hello Summer sale and got 40% off patio furniture, 50% off a few outdoor dining essentials, found a cute bikini top for under $20, and because I spent over $25, I got $10 off, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want more style, more savings, and more sunshine, you know where to go. Plus styles offers in May 30th. Some exclusive apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison in for Doug, and Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is in for me. And we're talking about the most talked about stories of the week on news talk stations across America that are of the same ilk, the ilk as the one that you're listening to right now. I guess it's called News Talk Radio. Kevin and I have been talking about how the Texas school shooting has gone beyond news talk media and is being talked about on just about every platform in the country. And Kevin, if you're just joining us, we're talking about, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back? Whatever that means, because everybody has a different idea of what the cause of all of this. One of the things that has been part of the buzz, Kevin, has been the issue of the police response to the fact that there was a shooter in the school. How the shooter got in there with a rifle and walked in and took over the school and started shooting kids is a question that people are asking. But the other question people are asking in the local police department there is kind of on the hot seat as to why it took so long for them to go into the school. What have you been hearing?
There are frustrated parents, frustrated community members in Uvalde who say they were on the scene almost immediately within minutes of an intruder being known, and said that they were begging the cops to go in, this is very difficult because we need to figure out what happened, and that's what the authorities are doing right now, is trying to figure out a timeline. In fact, they've already changed a couple of things, and it's like an investigation. So it's one of those things where you have to say, give them time to investigate, but at the same time, obviously the parents and the relatives of these people in the community are wondering, did it take too long? Did they not go in? What could have prevented this? What could have ameliorated some of the death? And those are all questions we just don't know the answer to right now as we sit here, recording this program on Friday. The reality is that in the past, there have been situations where someone saw something on Facebook and alerted the authorities, and they were able to avert a tragedy. We have documented cases of people seeing something, and they all saying, see something, say something. We had a lot of that after September 11th with people, being concerned about people who appeared Middle Eastern and calling the police and stuff. And I think that we're so numb to all of the things we see on social media that sometimes you go, oh, yeah, another crazy kid claiming to threaten something. Yeah, right. But, you know, maybe if someone had said something who saw this, you know, prior to this kid's attack, that this could have been avoided. And there were indications on social media that there was an intent here. And it's happened in the past where things have been averted. It didn't happen this time, unfortunately.
I think you're right, though, that there's going to be more attention paid now to clues on social media. I interrupted you. Go on.
No, I hope you're right about that. And all I was going to say was that, and regarding the authorities, people aren't trained in knowing. Your average citizen doesn't know what the training is involved and how authorities are trained to go into a building that has a shooter. It's not as simple as, okay, you know, one of you guys go in there and get him. They have a method for this, and the method exists for a reason, although it sure seems frustrating right now.
Yeah, it's a razor thin line that we deal with between police being overreactive and censorship and people getting in trouble for something they say or kidding around, and people, of course, actually taking action and moving on things. So many of our freedoms are the paradox. And I guess what it really comes down to, if we don't trust each other as a society and we feel that we're in danger, we have to give up freedom. And we don't want to give up freedom, but we also want to be protected. I think Ben Franklin said, those that trade security for freedom will wind up with neither. Take a quick break. Michael Harrison with Kevin Casey in for Doug today on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous. Oh,
please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's separatists in eastern Ukraine claim full control of the important battlefield town of Lyman on Friday, and Ukrainian officials concede as Moscow presses its biggest advance in weeks. Lyman is a major railway hub and has been the front line as Russian forces press down from the north while attacking Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. A new bipartisan Senate group on gun control is hyper-focused on a deal that Democrats want, the ability to red flag Americans with legislation that would allow authorities to temporarily take away guns from people considered to be a threat to themselves or others. The Republicans involved are Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Susan Collins from Maine, retiring Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, and Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana phoned in. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky gave the negotiations his okay. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Republican National Chair Ronna McDaniel on Thursday called for people to put aside politics for now and think about the Uvalde, Texas community in the wake of shootings that claimed the lives of 19 children and two teachers Tuesday. Ronna on Newsmax.
All of our hearts grieve with these families. I think of my son who's in school right now. He's had a lot of anxiety after watching the shooting. We had one in Oxford, Michigan earlier in the year. It affects our kids. Every family's having these discussions. I do think it's time to think about the families and the mourning of that community. We are inundated with politics all day, every day. We will have time for that later. Right now, it's about how do we support these families, come together, put our politics aside, and think about this community. And I think what Beto O'Rourke did yesterday was uncalled for. He did it to score political points instead of trying to mourn with a grieving community.
Washington, D.C. has a plan to feed their hungry. Tim Berg has more.
Restaurant owner Mark Boucher is founder of a project called Feed the Fridge, which aims to help those experiencing hunger in the Washington, D.C. area by providing access to fridges for free food. Boucher tells Fox News that their latest goal is to make sure their fridges help all ages.
Babies are hungry, just like parents are hungry, and, you know, we're going to work at Feed Fridge to try to see if we can get funding to make sure we've got baby formula in these fridges moving forward like we've got grown-up food. It's just part of what society needs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, unfolding before your very ears. And it's Michael Harrison filling in for Doug. Doug is on, he's on assignment. And with me is Kevin Casey, the executive editor of Talkers Magazine. Kevin heads up the research team that puts together all of this information that Talkers Magazine publishes for the talk media business. And it's sort of like what Billboard Magazine does with music. We do it with information about what's being talked about, the American, the national conversation, if you will. And obviously, if you're just joining us, the Texas school shooting on the heels of the Buffalo massacre a couple of weeks ago has basically dominated conversation. You know, it's interesting, Kevin. People in radio don't like talking about gun control. It's one of those issues that they avoid, like abortion, because it goes around and around. But so this is gun control hell for talk show hosts because it's a major topic. And you think it's because of what I said earlier, both sides don't talk to each other, they talk past each other?
I think so, and I think that, you know, for if you're a conservative Second Amendment talk show host, and when shootings like this occur, and it's even sad that I use that phrase as if it's a common occurrence, although it seems to be happening way too often, it's a what do you say? I mean, you can say, well, this is horrible. You know, my heart goes out to these families, and people are saying, yeah, well, you know, bleep your heart. You know, these people are dead. You know, and there's not much you can do. I mean, you can say, yes, we have a Second Amendment right to protect ourselves. But then when you really start getting down into it, which is what they don't want to do because it's just not exciting radio, it's, well, what do you do? What steps can you take to prevent people like this man who got this gun from getting a gun? How do you prevent someone from doing that? I don't know. I mean, we have arbitrary things like you're an adult when you're 18, but we all know that the human brain isn't fully developed until it's in its mid-20s. So can an 18-year-old really function well? Does the average 18-year-old have the capacity to think and use a semi-automatic weapon properly? I don't know. The answer is, reality is, some do. Maybe many don't. You know, these are these arbitrary issues we deal with when we put age restrictions on things. We try to make the best policy we can, but again, unfortunately, nothing's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing is perfect, and these things are very hard to deal with. They say that there's a lot of complex things at work here that lead to this type of social disease that is afflicting America and other parts of the world. It isn't that, you know, America is the only place that has violence and issues. That's a, you know, exaggeration. But we do have a certain type of ongoing mass murder situation in this country that really, for the most part, shocks the world. And there have to be underlying causes of it. And it brings up the question, is there something fundamentally, not everything, but something or a few things fundamentally wrong with the American culture that lead to this, that lead to mental illness or emotional disturbance? Is it the pressure? Is it the violence in our entertainment? Is it drug addiction? You know, what are the causes of the kind of alienation and disenfranchisement that young men succumb to, and they fall through the cracks, and they fit this pattern? Is it social media? Is it a generation of kids growing up without the feeling of human community around them? These are things that really should be part of the ongoing conversation, as opposed to, you know, that circus we saw in Texas the other day, where both sides just seemed crazy. Governor Abbott doing a press conference and Beto O'Rourke breaking in. It was like both sides were doing a stunt, and each side would think their guy was great. Like the Beto people go, "Hey, Beto, that's it. You know, stop that fascist. You know, bring it up for the people. Blah blah blah." And the people that like Abbott going, "Look at that nutcase. What an embarrassment. And how disrespectful and you know, what a stunt." What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I don't.
I don't mean to lay a heavy one on you like that.
I don't even know how to answer the question, because it's such a difficult problem to solve. The psychology behind why this 18-year-old man did what he did is very difficult for anyone to divine, especially now that he's dead. All the indications we seem to know now from what we've read in the media is that this young man was described as being someone who was a loner, who had few, if any, friends, that he was bullied. And it sort of fits a pattern, doesn't it? I mean, it's the bullied loner. Well, so what do you do with, how do you prevent these people from going off the deep end? I don't think there's any answer to that. You can't know.
Well, one of the things is to stop bullying. In other words, if there's a pattern by which children who are bullied, some kids, they just, I don't know what it is, the predators smell them as, you know, they could sense this kid is bullyable. Whatever it is, I can't figure that out. But they some kids leave other kids alone, and some kids say, "Ah, I'm going to bully that kid," and it's hard to understand why. But bullying does lead to a certain type of mental disturbance on the part of children who are chronically bullied, and some of them say, "I've had enough." Mm-hmm. As far as being a loner, That's a bizarre thing in today's world, because we're so interconnected by the internet, and kids today are so under the pressure of social media, and yet the counterpoint to that observation is that never before have kids felt so alone. They're both constantly scrutinized by bullies online or peer pressure online, and addiction to being in their online communities. On the other hand, there is this chronic loneliness that seems to come along with that. All of these things, I think, are what we should be talking about in terms of the national conversation, trying to figure it out. Or another question is this just part of human nature? And when you have a country with so many millions and millions and millions of people, that you're going to have terrible crimes happen because it's just part of the human equation, that there are nuts out there, and that you got to be careful of strangers. Goes back to, you know, when I was a kid, don't talk to strangers. Well, why not talk to strangers? Because strangers are strange. You don't know. They could be crazy. So these are all the things that are swirling around out there. I don't know how you feel, but I find I like to be respectful and friendly to everybody I meet. I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt. But on the other hand, I'm quite aware that human beings are dangerous animals. We're a dangerous species, and anybody you don't know is potentially somebody you don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget that we're all creatures on this planet, and human beings have their need to be on top. I mean, there's always a certain segment of the male population, and female to some degree as well, too, that want to be the alpha chimps, and they are the ones who want to be on top, and they'll do anything to get there. And those are the kind of people, in my opinion, who are the bullies. Their goal is to keep others down so that they can stay on their perch. And that's often the reason behind bullying, in my opinion, is that it's simply a matter of protecting one's perch at the top of the hill.
I'm glad you mentioned that females are part of that equation, because, you know, remember the movie Mean Girls? And, there's a Broadway play that dealt with that theme.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage girls and women can be bullies, too. They can be really, really mean and nasty and cutthroat. So it's not just a male trait. Being a young woman, being a teenage girl on the high school level, can be a very painful, very difficult thing for young women to live through. And it's not just at the hands of those terrible boys. It's their sisters out there not being very sisterly. So this runs across the board. I'm just looking at the top stories. At number 10, we have immigration and race relations. The immigration thing just continues to boil at the southern border. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It is a growing crisis, and it seems the Biden administration doesn't seem to have a handle on it at all. Race relations is down at number 10, but race relations ties into the shooting. It goes back, you know, it was way up at the top of the survey when we were talking about the Buffalo thing. It just permeates the conversation. Roe v. Wade at number 9, it's taken a bit of a backseat again. As I said earlier, everything has taken a backseat to the gun and the shooting and the mental health issue. But what we're seeing across the nation in the Roe v. Wade issue is that a lot of states now are getting ready for this to becoming an individual state's issue, and they're either bolstering their position of being, pro-life, and other states are bolstering their position of being pro-choice. Have you noticed that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that we're going to see the nation more divided by region.
And the U.S.-China relations at number 8, and we'll run through the whole thing in the final moments of the show, but the U.S.-China relations has now taken the spotlight because of our concern over Taiwan, which has been exacerbated by the Ukraine situation. Some people say they're not the same. Some people say they are. Joe Biden made some statements that, you know, we would defend them militarily, which goes against the long-term policy of U.S. ambiguity over the subject. The international situation situation is a total complicated mess right now, and it ties into that Russian-Ukraine war at number 7. I'm talking with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug, and we'll have more on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a moment.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Paid for by Chicken Analytics. The man who predicted the 2020 crash warns of a huge event in 2022. His name is Mark Chicken, and his newest prediction has gone viral with 1.5 million views. According to Chicken, who spent 50 years on Wall Street, a historic event in 2022 will cause a massive shift in the wealth divide. This will affect anyone who owns stock, says Chicken, who accurately predicted the 2020 crash. Most people will never see it coming. Chicken, a popular guest on Jim Cramer's Mad Money, has never shied away from sharing his controversial predictions. Now, Chaikin is pointing to a huge change in the way thousands of companies will need to do business in 2022. It'll affect everyone from Apple to Amazon, he says. Watch his full brand new warning free of charge at StockMarketShift.com/prepare. Go to StockMarketShift.com/prepare to learn more about 2022's huge event predicted by Mark Chaikin. That's StockMarketShift.com/prepare.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
And you've been listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison having the pleasure of taking the anchor seat for Doug Steffen. He'll be back. And Kevin Casey. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Thanks to Phil McGeehan. And see you soon on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jay Kirshner and Chuck are to talk about movies, and this is a really sad one we're going with. Chuck, what's this theme song to?
That's the music to Field of Dreams, 1989, an iconic movie, one of the great sports films of all time. Also featured Ray Liotta, who sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 67, played Shoeless Joe Jackson, had a really good career, worked consistently from 1986 when he really hit on the scene with a movie called Something Wild with Melanie Griffin and Jeff Daniels. Really good in that film. But I think his all-time best role, and I think most people would agree, would be Henry Hill in Goodfellas, 1990, opposite Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro, directed by Martin, the great Martin Scorsese, one of the greatest movies, most iconic movies ever made. And he anchored that film with some awesome acting talent. That was a bummer. I almost couldn't, when I, you know, I turned on social media on Facebook, I saw it pop up, Ray Liotta passes away at the age of, it was one of those things, it was sort of surreal. I was like, this can't be true, but it was true. It's a real
bummer. Yeah, you almost think it's one of those death hoax where all of a sudden it's like, wait a second, did this person really pass away? And you have to check it out a lot more. He had one of those careers where it was almost like feast or famine. He would have a lot of stuff going on, and then it would almost kind of tamper off a little bit, and then he'd all of a sudden have all this stuff going on. But I loved one of the things he had said in an interview where he's like, I'm always playing these tough guys, and to be honest, I've never even thrown a punch. I've never been in a fight. I actively work to avoid them.
Yeah, if you look at a lot of the people who came out and gave testimony to his character, everybody said awesome things about him, that he's an awesome guy, really nice guy, gentle soul. But he did have a knack for playing these roles. But, you know, it's interesting. After Goodfellas, you would have thought he would be a major leading man, and he wound up doing a lot of character stuff in movies, taking on supporting roles. But he did work consistently, had a terrific career, did a whole bunch of not only feature films but movies. He started actually on the soap opera Another World back in 19 78, got his big break in the movie Something Wild, as I said, in 86. But his claim to fame in terms of a movie that will live in infamy for decades to come will be Goodfellas from 1990. I love Field of Dreams. And actually, you know, he said in an interview that he never watched Field of Dreams. Like, he never, I don't know if he watched his work. He said he never watched Field of Dreams, which I always found interesting. Some actors or actresses, they don't like looking at themselves or hearing themselves on screen. But I think you'd be curious, a movie that popular, that you want to watch the final product. But he did not.
Yeah, especially because when you're not in every scene and you might not know everything that was going on to see how it was put
right.
together, that would be fascinating
exactly.
to see. One of my favorite Ray Liotta
yeah.
films, Heartbreakers, with Sigourney Weaver, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Gene Hackman. Did you ever see
yeah.
that one?
Yeah, I did. I did. That's a pretty
It is one of those
movie.
Mindless watching films, and it was it's one of my favorite movies. It's definitely my favorite Ray Liotta movie. Ugh, rest in peace. Gone way too soon.
I agree. Now, at the weekend box office, two movies open up. Animated Bob's Burger movie, which should do some business at the box office, and also Top Gun Maverick, which is expected to do over $100 million in 4 days over the Memorial Day weekend. If it does that, believe it or not, this will be the first time Tom Cruise stars in a movie that's made over $100 million in its opening weekend. That's sort of hard to believe, but... is accurate, one of the great careers in the history of the business. I thought this was an interesting story, Jay. Jodie Foster, one of the best actresses in the business, will star as the lead in the fourth season of HBO's True Detective. Now, this show hasn't been on in at least, I think, 4 or 5 years. They're going to revive it with her as the lead. She's also going to produce. That's good news because she's a massive talent. And Disney released the first still photo of next summer's Indiana Jones 5, which features a still of Harrison Ford in a sort of far shot as Indiana Jones. It was a great shot, and I tell you, it got me somewhat excited. I, for the record, I do think Harrison Ford maybe is a little bit too old to play this role, but I am very much still looking forward to seeing him do his thing in this movie, which comes out next summer, which is actually now controlled by Disney because they bought the rights from George Lucas in that massive sale a few years ago.
Oh, speaking of Disney rights, did you see that the rights to Winnie the Pooh have that's over, and now it is becoming a scary movie?
Yeah, it went into public domain, so some schlock producer made a schlocky low-budget horror film featuring Winnie the Pooh in a live-action horror movie. I mean, it's in bad taste. The reason he did it is it's going to get people to talk about it like us, and it's going to get some... play on social media, and you know, people who never would have had any interest in watching this type of thing might actually say, oh, let me see what this is
yeah
about.
Yeah, I feel like children's characters should be off limits.
Yeah, I agree. Bad taste, to say the least.
All right, Chuck, thank you. Jay Kirshner, it's 58 after the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.